Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe Group's Facebook group, Twittering, Instagram, YouTube.com/ Eric Tenkar, E-R-I-K-T-E-N, K-A-R. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., we'll be doing a live stream. When I say we, I'll be doing it with Jeff Jones, my layout guy for Torchlight. Jeff's going to be kicking off his own Anchor podcast in the next couple of weeks, where he plans on interviewing people from the community, the creators, whether they are content creators or bloggers, but he wants to get into the minds of people. How did you get into this? And it you know what? It made me think, how did I get into this, right? Well, the podcast came because here's the deal when it comes to podcasting. I had already been involved in a couple of podcasts. The Brainstorm podcast with Vince Florio, Glenn Hallstrom, and some others. But those are our the main. I believe I appeared on a role for Initiative prior to that. Vince and I did a short-lived podcast for Faraway Land. And then I think we followed that up after the Brainstorm podcast came to an end. James Spahn, Glenn Hallstrom, and myself took over the Save or Die podcast. We followed it up with yet another podcast, and then I started Tavern Chat. So, but my inspirations are manifold. When it comes to podcasting, somebody that was a huge inspiration for me was Jason Hobbs. Jason, he'd already done the Hobbs and Friends podcast, and he started doing an Anchor podcast. And his Anchor podcast was less about gaming interviews and these really deep gaming thoughts. And it was more about Jason and the current events and what was going on with Jason in regards to gaming. And then I heard Tim Schwartz and his podcast, Gothridge Manor. Now, here's the thing. Now, with Tim was one of my inspirations when it came to blogging. So these people are all inspiring me. And I'm like, you know what? I've podcasted. I've been a host or one of the hosts of a podcast. I can do this shit. And here I am, I don't know, 910, 911 episodes later, and I'm still doing this shit. But I still remember when I started this, and I was talking to some people who had an established podcast, gamers within the OSR, well-known people, and I was saying, you know, from early on, I was getting a good number of downloads because for a daily podcast, that's pretty good. And the reaction I got, the response I got was, well, you know, you're on Anchor. You got a built-in audience. No, I most of my hits don't come from Anchor. But I do have a built-in audience. I built an audience on Tenkar's Tavern, on the blog. Here's the thing. It's hard to come out of the gate and hit your stride. People want to do it all the time. And I'm somebody, when it came to blogging, when it came to kicking off my own podcast, I hit all these websites and got books, like the dummies books on how to do this shit. And you know what? They give you instructions, but they don't give you advice. And a lot of times, advice is something that you have to live through, or you have to get from somebody who's lived through it. So, what's my best advice to you when it comes to starting a podcast? Well, I would say start your podcast, have yourself a built-in audience. And again, I know it's not feasible for everybody. I brought in a good portion of my audience from TankCarsTavern.com, from the Facebook community, from the Discord. I had a built-in potential audience. The blog did not come easy. Don't think that I started blogging and it was an instant success. It was not an instant success. I started blogging in 2009, right around my son's birthday. So it's 11 and a half years ago, right? Yeah, 11 and a half years ago of blogging, mostly daily. I mean, I don't think, and I'm going to have to give a huge shout out to my co-conspirator, Chris, the Frugal GM, who posts on Sundays. I think the tavern's had a post up every day for, God, well over 6 years. Seven. And even before that, there was a stretch of a couple of years where I hadn't missed. So let's say in the last 9 years, we've missed one or two days. Not bad. Consistency, right? Not quite as consistent with the podcast. Hospitalizations make it hard for you to podcast. I can blog a lot easier in hospital than I can podcast. And there are times when technical difficulties, like, oh, geez, Anchor being down, keep certain things from happening. But the blog was not an instant success. Again, I've been doing it for over 11 years. And I still remember getting excited the first day that one of my posts had like over 60 views. And it was actually a review of one of James Raggy's earlier adventures. I believe it was The Grinding Gear. I could be wrong. And I was like, holy shit. There's over 60 people that read it. Oh my God. Amazing, right? And I remember a certain excitement when I did a review of the Pathfinder Beginner Box. That was my first post that got, I don't know, 500 views in 12 hours or something like that. Again, you remember this stuff. Couldn't tell you exactly when that was, but you remember it. The podcast was successful out of the box. But that's because when the podcast kicked off, I'd already been blogging for, 9 years? I had 9 years of establishing myself. So how do you establish yourself as a podcaster, right? How do you? Well, there's a couple of ways, in my opinion. And in a way, it's very similar to how you establish yourself as a blogger. First off, you got to do it. Realize that initially, you're probably not going to have much of an audience, and that's okay. If you build it, they will come. If you put out a quality podcast, you'll find an audience and they will come. But more importantly, if you expose yourself, and not in the way you're thinking. Clean up your fucking mind. You've got to make yourself known. So now, as a blogger, how do you make yourself known? Well, one of the first things you do as a blogger is you go to established blogs and you make insightful comments. And then you leave your signature. Tinkar's Tavern. Blogspot.com, or whatever the hell it was back then. Now it's just TankHeartsTavern.com. That's the one way to do it. All right. Or one of the, there's a lot of, so what does that mean if you're an anchor podcaster and you want to get yourself seen, heard? Call into shows and be like, yeah, well, I was listening to episode XYZ. Great topic. Yeah, I really agree. I agree with it. However, I disagree with X, Y, and Z. 1, 2, 3. All right. Well, and when you're signing in or when you're signing out, Eric Tenkar, Talking Crit Podcast. Boom. Boom. Get people to listen to you on somebody else's platform by actually contributing. Okay? Forums. You can be active in forums. I know forums aren't really the place a lot of us want to be. But, hey, N-World, right? Morris has his own podcast that was successful right out of the fucking box. Why? Because he had an established community, N-World. But it's an established community that anybody can post on, right? So use it. Think about it. What? Facebook, right? You got Facebook, MeWe, Twitter, Instagram. Where do you have your strongest presence? And when I say strong presence, I don't necessarily mean, well, I've got, 3,000 friends. That's great. And let's be honest, most of those friends don't know you from a fucking hole in the wall on Facebook. They don't. But, well, MeWe, I only have 300 friends, but my MeWe posts get interacted with. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, yes, share your podcast episodes on MeWe and on Facebook. Share them both. But realize that maybe MeWe can send you more traffic in that case. Consistency. If you're going to do a daily podcast, you better make sure that you're hitting a 96% plus, boom, daily podcast. If you're going to do a hodgepodge podcast, you're going to, the worst thing you can do if you want to build an audience is, yeah, I'm going to just podcast whenever I want to and just put them up whenever I want to. No. If you think you can put out 3 episodes a week, start out with 2. Make it Mondays and Thursdays. Remember, you don't have to put them up right away. And if you think you can do 3 and you put up 2 and you start building up a backlog, then yes, and you can have we're going to put out a weekend special. That's fine. But you want a rhythm. My rhythm is pretty much daily. I enjoy it. I hope that shows. But the most important part of the potential, possible, probable success of your podcast about something that you enjoy talking about. Something that you have knowledge about. I enjoy talking about gaming. I enjoy talking about OSR gaming and D&D. And I love hanging out with Bad Mike on Wednesday nights and we do our Talking Crit. Which, by the way, looks like we're not going to have Joe the Lawyer this Wednesday. Joe decided to kill his PC. Not through an act of rage, which would have been more entertaining, but through spilling a drink on it. So it looks like we're going to be delaying kicking off Iron Rations with Joe on Friday nights, at least for a week, not 2. But we will get Joe on to Talking Crit, and we will get him on to the Friday nights. Be yourself. Nothing else I can't stress enough. You know who your harshest critic will be if you're not yourself? Yourself. All right? When I started this podcast, I was trying to put on an affected voice because I figured people wouldn't want to listen to a New Yorker talking. So I was going to enunciate all my words with proper English. And I did it for like two or three episodes, and then I realized I sounded like shit. Be yourself. People will appreciate the authenticity. I know there are some podcasts out there where people are obviously playing a shtick, and that can work too. But the easiest thing to be is the person that you are. It's one less thing to have to worry about when you're doing a podcast. And listen, this is not a be-all and end-all of how to do a successful podcast, by far. All right? There are technical tricks that would have taken out that tongue-tied misspokenness of mine just now, but I am not that. I am not the person that goes back and tidies up my podcast. You get it. As recorded, warts and all. I hope that is a selling point. Maybe it isn't for a lot of people. I understand it. Try to be fairly consistent in the length of your episodes. I like to keep mine under 20 minutes. Mostly I like to keep them under 15. Unless it's an interview, a fireside chat. I'm sure with Jeff tomorrow, it'll probably come in around an hour, give or take. Bed, Mike, and I are usually about 90 minutes, and that's only because if we don't stop, we will never stop. I'm sure Joe and I will have a similar thing. But people get your rhythm, and they understand, all right, well, Talking Crit's going to be about 90 minutes, and they're going to learn with Joe and I, it's probably going to be an hour. We don't know yet. We haven't done it yet. Gamer's Help with Rach and I always comes in around 25 minutes, give or take. Find that rhythm and kind of stick to it. Now, maybe your corner of the podcast universe is talking about something that you really enjoy and short and frequent episodes. That's what I do. Or maybe it's talking about something that, again, you love and enjoy, because that's important. You really gotta feel for your topic. But maybe you like doing long-form interviews. Well, I don't think people can sit down for a long-form interview of 90 minutes on a daily basis. You could break that up if you're technically inclined. I'm sure that would work out well, too. But maybe that becomes a once-a-week podcast. Consistency. It's a small thing, but we don't think about it. But it applies to whether you're doing a blog, or a podcast, or a vidcast, YouTube. People like that rhythm. They like to be able to plan. They like to be able to know. So let them. I think I covered a lot of it, but there's going to be a lot more. When Jeff kicks off his podcast and sits me down, I'm sure I'm going to have diarrhea of the mouth when it comes to advice. And again, that's all it is. It's advice. I'm trying to give you advice so you can avoid some of the mistakes that I have made. Right? Now, and my son, by the way, who doesn't listen to this podcast, but people who know him probably do. My son is one of those individuals who has to learn mistakes on their own. I, as a youngster, as a young adult, as a middle-aged person, have always been very happy to learn from the mistakes of others so I can hopefully avoid those mistakes myself. My son is not like that. My son, you could say, listen, if you do X, Y is going to happen, so I'd advise that you do Z. And he does X and Y happens, and he goes, fuck. I warned you. Yeah, but I hadn't done it yet. So, take that for what you will. There are a lot of good podcasts out there. Each of them has their own reasons for success. But I really do think that they all share one thing in common. They talk about topics that excite them. Something that's hard to fake. If you talk about something that you don't like and you don't know, it will show. There was an episode of Happy Jack's podcast. I used to listen to that religiously because it was a good length of my car commutes. I used to go to work and my commute was around 45 minutes and usually Happy Jack's came in close to around that. And Tappy, this is probably dating me because that Tappy's been off the show for years. Tappy one time, the OSR came up and Tappy defined what the OSR was. And I couldn't even tell you what he said. But it was so fucking wrong and stupid and moronic. I literally had to pull my car over and park on the side street in Lower Manhattan by a hydrant and scream. That's not a reaction that you want from your audience. They're not going to come back. Or if they do, they're coming back to laugh at you. They're going to laugh at you. At least let it be for a joke. Folks, we are in the midst of a pandemic. Whether you are in an area that's high risk or not, we don't want anything to happen to you or your loved ones. Take common sense precautions. I'm not going to tell you what they are. We are all born with a certain amount of common sense. Some of us are more headstrong than others, but I'm just asking you. Use your common sense. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Because without God's blessing, I would not be here to be talking to you right now. Roll your dice well. Even better if you can roll those dollar dice from Dollar Tree. And again, I did a short video on YouTube unboxing and showing them dollar RPG dice. At Dollar Tree, I've heard reports that they're available in some of the stores. You can actually find them. Not all the colors, but, you know, because people are going to pick and choose their colors. But you can have them shipped to a store, and then there's no shipping fee. So that'll be a case of 24 for $24 plus tax. Not too shabby. Folks, God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Wednesday will be Talking Crit with myself and Bad Mike, and we'll see if we can arrange a guest to take Joe's place. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. over at youtube.com/Eric Tenkar, I will have Jeff Jones, and you'll hear the, if you don't watch it, if you don't comment live, which is why I announce these things ahead of time, it should be up tomorrow night here on the podcast. All right, folks. Munchanis.